Warning, content may cause spontaneous combustion. We're bringing the fire with 3 sizzling episodes a week. Spice up your routine with Fantasy Tuesday, get cozy with bedtime stories on Wednesday, and let Ashlyn unleash your wild side on Thursdays. Subscribe now to get alerts when new episodes drop because things are about to get wicked.
Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Turn the lights low. Slip beneath the covers and escape with me into the world of forbidden desires. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be telling you a story designed to ignite your passion. Let my voice be your guide on a journey of pleasure where fantasies become reality, at least for tonight. Want to know the woman behind the mic? Visit wickedashlyn.com. Connect, play games, maybe even spoil me a little. The Nun's Secret by Do the Math. The Mother Shapira sat alone in her room, reading over her psalms, when a quiet knock came at the door. She checked the time, 8:30 on a Friday night, tittered to herself and then called, "Enter." The door opened and admitted a novice, a nun in training, by the name of Sister Kathleen. The other novices tended to call her Kathy, despite the Mother Shapira's best attempt to civilize them. She had just turned 19 and a pretty curvy little thing under her habit, with dark hair and sparkling eyes. As she entered the room, her pretty little cheeks were stained red with shame. "Sister Kathleen," the Mother Superior said, "close the door behind you. I'm sure you don't want our conversation to be overheard." "No, Mother," Kathleen whispered, closing the door quickly. Then she stood in the center of the room, fidgeting. The Mother Superior told her, "Should I guess why you're here? You must know I'll assume the worst." The girl bowed her head, the pink spreading further across her cheeks, and the Mother Superior sighed. "How disappointing. None of the other novices are struggling, though, with their purity, you know." "Yes, Mother," she whispered. "I'm sorry. I'm trying. I promise I am. But I can't. I just..." "Very well," the Mother Superior pushed her chair back from the simple desk where she kept her Bible, her prayer journals, and other items of her holy work. "Come here. Stand in front of me." The girl hurried forward to present herself, already rolling up her habit to her waist as she moved. The Mother Superior told her again at the shameful display of eagerness, and the girl looked embarrassed. "Sorry, Mother, I tire of your excuses. Go on then," she said with an air of resignation. Kathleen finished rolling up her skirts where she exposed her underthings. They were visibly damp, white cotton darkening where it met the lips of her virgin sex, a telltale sign that the girl had been anticipating their weekly appointment. The Mother Superior sniffed. "I see evidence of your lustful thoughts here. What have you been thinking of? Some boy you left behind at home? He make you some silly promises if you let him soil you, and now you're regretting not taking him up on the offer?" "No," Kathleen squeaked, her entire face bright red now. "No, Mother, I'm not. I don't think about those sort of things. No boy ever. And I wouldn't have. I want to be pure. I swear. I just can't." She bit her lip, her eyes filling with tears of embarrassment. "Very well. I will do you the kindness of believing you, despite all evidence to the contrary," the Mother Superior said severely. She tugged down the girl's panties, exposing the dampness and pinkness of her cunny. "What is it that you think of, then, when you struggle with your lustful urge to sin?" "I..." Kathleen hesitated for a long moment, then finally whispered. "I think about some of the other nuns, Mother. Especially the other novices. I think about how pretty they are. I wonder what they would act like or sound like if they were to touch themselves, or to come to you for help like this." "They don't," the Mother Superior stated. "You're the only novice in all of my years of servicing in this convert who has needed so much personal attention." "I'm sorry," Kathleen said, wiping her eyes with the back of one of her hands as she held up her skirts with the other. Despite her sorrow, her click gave a visible twitch when the Mother Superior placed a steadily hand on her hip. "Apologies are worth very little to me, dear. You'll want to make those to our Lord directly next time you're in confession. I only wish to see an improvement in your behavior for your own sake." The Mother Superior sighed. "I worry whether you'll be strong enough to devote your life to serving God when you struggle so with the simple demands he makes of novices." "I understand," the miserable girl said. "I'll try harder, I promise." "Very well. And what do you need today to control your lust? A few strokes? Or all the way to the edge?" the Mother Superior demanded. "The edge, please," the Mother Superior told her, but she wasn't surprised. Kathleen was never able to content herself with less. Tell me when you reach it, then, and be prepared to control yourself. You know the penalty if you fail. Then, without even waiting for Sister Kathleen's shaky agreement, he placed two fingers on the girl's stiff little clit and began to rub. Sister Kathleen immediately let out an open-mouthed moan, surprised by the touch when she had been about to speak. She immediately snapped her teeth shut and covered her mouth with her hand, clearly embarrassed by the vulgar sound, but she couldn't help but lean forward into the slow, steady circles that the Mother Superior made on her clit. The Mother Superior simply continued, first one direction, then the other, massaging the pitiful little organ as it twitched and flourished, hopefully under her attention. She knew Sister Kathleen went virtually untouched between their visits. The novices slept and bathed community, always under the watchful eye of one of the established nuns, and even went to the restroom in pairs, making it quite difficult to get away with any funny business. Of course, some girls still found a way. The Mother Superior had her fair share of memories of finding a novice curled away in a closet or in a pantry, one hand up her skirt and the other over her mouth to quiet the sound, just as Sister Kathleen covered her mouth now. But Kathleen was a good girl, obedient, nearly to a fault. She was more likely to turn in another girl out of concern for her soul than to stray herself. While the Mother Superior could find the girl sincerely grating at times, it did make her much easier to manage. Once she judged Kathleen to be properly warmed up, changed the pattern of her fingers, instead rolling them in a gentle motion directly against the spongy mass that made up the base of the clit. Kathleen had a strong and immediate reaction, sucking air through her nose so fast that it whistled and then letting it out in a little whining noise that was muffled behind her hand. Her hips jointed and her knees spread apart as her eyes rolled to the side, the lid fluttering. What a wanton demonstration of lust, said Mother Superior, scolded, continuing the gentle rolling motion with her fingers. Are you close, Sister Kathleen? Don't neglect to inform me now. Yes, Mother Superior, she gasps, dropping her hand and clutching the coal fat at her neck fiercely as she spoke. I mean, no, Mother Superior. I'm not yet. Her babbling gave way as Mother Superior switched to a firm back and forth rubbing motion, rolling the sensitive bundle of nerves into the pressure of her pelvic bone. Kathleen cried out, her thighs trembling as she struggled to remain upright, no doubt recalling the times that she had been scolded for bending over and rutting into the Mother Superior's hand like a dog. Her clit twitched under the Mother Superior's fingers as her body clenched and a wash of fluid escaped her hull, dripping down to her thigh. The Mother Superior shook her head. Shameful. Do you understand why your body does this? You've confused it badly. It's preparing to join with a man here. You're not married, are you, Sister Kathleen? No, Mother Superior, Kathleen whimpered. And you will never marry, will you? No, I won't. I don't want to marry Mother Superior. I want to promise myself to God, the girl cried. Then why do you confuse your body into thinking that it should be ready to receive a husband's attention? The Mother Superior demanded. She began to move her fingers more quickly as she spoke, rubbing firmly back and forth over the miserable, trembling girl's clit. I, Sister Kathleen stuttered, struggling for an answer, and then she made a confused, whining noise before blurting, I'm close, Mother Superior, I'm close. Endure it, the Mother Superior said sharply, not letting up on her firm rubbing. Resist the sin, Sister Kathleen. Ooh, I'm trying, the girl hiccuped, her whole body shuddering as she struggled to stay on her feet and to fight her body's urgent need for release. Mother Superior, I can't. Endure, the Mother Superior commanded, though she showed the girl a small amount of mercy and began to decrease the pressure on her fingers, rubbing more and more lightly. Even so, Kathleen was nearly inconsolable with desperation, her breath coming in quick pants and her shoes squeaking against the floor as her hips tried to press alternately into the simulation or to yank away from it. Her eyes glazed and unfocused as she fought hard against the orgasm she wanted so badly. Stop, Kathleen begged finally, her voice choked and nearly inhumane sounding from the swamp of confusion and need, more like the cry of an animal. Oh, I'm going to. Her hips snapped involuntarily like fingers on her sex were connected to a ring inside of her, and her eyes rolled, her clit twitching as her body clenched in anticipation, finally unleashing the pressure that had been building. The Mother Superior dropped her hand, leaving the girl trembling and dripping. Sister Kathleen squirmed in place for a moment, her hands twisting at her skirts and her cloth. Then she let a low wail that became a sob. Oh, Mother Superior, I really need... Can I not finish just this once? If I just confess... Absolutely not. That is the opposite of what we are trying to achieve here, the Mother Superior said, already pulling the girl's panties back up her hips. If these sessions aren't helping you to control your lust, Sister Kathleen... No, they're helping, the girl hurried to say. They're helping, I swear. I mean, without them, I don't know. I don't know how I could stand it, but just... It's so difficult to think that I won't be having another orgasm ever again. "This is your promise to God," the Mother Superior said severely. When she yanked the girl's underwear back into place, Sister Kathleen's eyelids fluttered for a moment, as if just the brush of the fabric against her clit was enough to overwhelm her. There had been one novice some years back who had given in to the SC of the Lord during a service and had simply collapsed into the howling convulsions when the organ playing had caused her to puke and vibrated a little too much. The Mother Superior suspected that Sister Kathleen might provide a repeat performance within the next couple of weeks, which brought a great deal of entertainment for everyone in the convent. "I want you to sit at the back of the chapel at service," the Mother Superior commanded, "near the organ. It should help you focus more on your convictions." "Yes, Mother Superior," Sister Kathleen whispered, dropping her skirts and then righting her habit. "And take care to keep up with your prayer journals. You must remain focused on your holy duties. Whenever you find your mind wandering down these sinful roads, you must record it in your journal and then write down two passages from the Bible that remind you of why you must resist the base urges of your flesh." "Yes, Mother Superior." The girl laughed, the unsteadiness on her feet hidden by the sway of her habit, and the Mother Superior went to the washroom in the corner of her room to wash the sticky fluid from her hand. She barely sat down again when another quiet tap came at her door. Glanced at the clock. 9 already? And told her. "Come in," she called. When a young woman with blonde hair tucked under her habit entered, the Mother Superior sighed heavily. "Sister Gabriella, how disappointing. None of the other novices are struggling so with her chastity, you know." I hope you enjoy that story. If you'd like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit my website, wickedashland.com. And as always, keep wicked for me.